Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic Resurgence, Episode 4, Tython, Planet of Mysteries. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Having managed to escape the clutches of Lord Tihar and Darth Tankeel, Kai and company find themselves in the graces of Admiral Karth Anassi, hero of the Republic. After spending several hours in his company, the group finally decides it is time to leave and begin their journey towards the Jedi planet of Tython, a planet covered in many ruins and an abandoned enclave once used for Jedi training and meditation. It is here that Somas and Teresa plan to teach Kai and Aiden the ways of the Force and study Kai's connection to the Holocron, now in the possession of Tihar and Tankeel.
There it is, Tython.
It reminds me of Telos, you know, before the massive restoration project.
The Telos project is one of the brighter aspects of the Republic. The world was on the verge of never recovering. It's quite beautiful now.
And peaceful. Deep within Republic space, yet surprisingly remote. Tython is very similar. It is unlikely the Sith will try to bother you here.
It is very appreciated, Admiral Onassi.
I'm having your ship loaded with food supplies and medical equipment. It won't last forever, and it could be a few weeks before a supply run can be sent your way.
I intend to get the Enclave's power and medical systems brought back online as soon as we land.
If we need assistance, we'll be sure to call Senator Weber.
It sounds like you have things well in hand.
There is one thing you could do for us, Admiral.
Anything for the Jedi. What do you need?
The Sith destroyed our lightsabers. You wouldn't happen to have components lying around that are in good condition, do you?
As fortune would have it, I do. Having spent a good number of months in the service of the Jedi, I always keep components on hand.
If you have enough to spare, I'd like to keep enough for 4 lightsabers.
You really believe those boys are going to be capable of becoming Jedi? That Kai kid seems to be a bit of a hothead.
With training and patience, he could become one, certainly.
A lot of patience.
Aiden, I believe, will be much easier to train. Though his connection to the Force will need to be nurtured. They'll balance each other out.
They certainly make a unique pair. We've established orbit, Master Jedi. I won't hold you up any longer.
You've been of much help, Admiral. Thank you.
Indeed. Thank you, Admiral.
You're welcome. I wish you the best of luck. May the Force be with you.
And with you, Admiral. Farewell. You didn't mention to him that the Twi'lek twins were once pupils of yours, Master.
He doesn't need to know about 2 of my greatest failures. What kind of confidence would that bestow upon him and the only senator we know that will support us?
I'm just not entirely comfortable that they've kept it hidden. Certainly Kai and Aiden deserve to know the truth. They deserve to know what they're going up against.
They will know. Eventually. Right now, their training must come first.
A lie of omission is still a lie, Master. This doesn't feel right.
Kai is full of anger and mistrust as it is. Knowing his connection to the Force, as strong as it is, would open a door neither of us would be able to close. He would fall to the dark side, an event we must prevent. If his training starts on a lie, so be it. I care for him too much to let it happen. I won't let it happen.
You care too much, Master. In fact, I believe your caring is clouding your judgment.
What do you propose, then?
Allow me to train the boy.
You? Are you sure that you're ready for such a task?
Untried as a teacher, I may be, but I am still a knight. We don't have a choice.
Perhaps. Perhaps you're right.
And if I need guidance, I'm certain you will be there to guide me.
Once again, perhaps you're right.
Took you too long enough.
Our apologies. We needed to have one final word with Admiral Anassi before departing.
My guess would be about supply shipments. The Sojourn's crew loaded the cargo bay to capacity and then some.
Actually, yes. It seems the Admiral was able to convince Senator Weber to accept our calls for supplies should we need them.
I'm surprised my mother was so easily swayed. She never seemed interested in the world of Jedi and Sith.
Your mother is a woman of many surprises, Aiden. In fact, she was surprised to find out you would be accompanying us for Jedi training. Perhaps she was biased in wanting to support you.
You told me your parents were swoop gang leaders.
With this accent? I didn't want to make you jealous. So, my parents are senators? So what? Doesn't change the fact we're friends, right?
Yeah, I guess. Just kinda stinks knowing that we could have left at any time.
Yeah, right. My mother would have had Corsac with us the whole time. We wouldn't have had any fun.
Okay, fine. That's actually a good point.
Besides, if you had left, you wouldn't know any of us either and be on this journey now, would you?
Admiring response. Master Aaron, it is truly a pleasure to have new companions on board.
There, you certainly can't complain about having some new friends, can you?
No, I guess not.
Good. Now that we're done with that, how about we board the ship and make our way to the surface?
I'm going to make a final check of the cargo hold to ensure that nothing will come loose.
Kai, Aiden, why don't you two assist Larion? Master Somas, HK, and I can pilot the ship and set us down at the Enclave.
Head on inside, little ones. I shall be along shortly.
Larion, I am expecting a separate container to be brought on board. Can you do me a favor and stow the container in the cockpit for now?
I can. What's inside? Or am I not allowed to know?
I feel we can trust Larion with the contents, Master.
Very well. They are lightsaber parts. Part of the boys' training will be to learn to assemble their own lightsaber.
Why all the secrecy? Lightsaber parts aren't exactly illegal.
No, but... well, you weren't exactly... how should I put this?
What Master Somas is trying to say is that you were, up until a few days ago, in the employ of a Sith agent. Whether or not you knew is immaterial. The fact is, we weren't sure we could trust you.
That's actually a rather fair assessment of the situation. I wouldn't trust me either.
That being said, you have thus far shown no signs of deception that I can detect, and trust is earned after all. So, the parts will be your first sign of trust. Tell no one. Even the boys.
Why not the boys?
We don't want them getting ahead of themselves. And Kai has the technical knowledge to make one work. But the lesson would be spoiled if he skipped ahead.
A teaching tool? I understand. You have my word, I won't utter a thing about it.
We shall hold you to that, Larion.
Hidden, deep within the old Korriban Academy, Tihar sits within the old Sith Master's chambers, the holocron suspended in the air before him, concentrating deeply through his connection to the Force, attempting to unlock the holocron. However, It refuses to open, and Tahar grows increasingly frustrated with his failed attempts. His anger grows with each passing moment before he stands rapidly, extending his hand forward, force energy lancing from his fingertips, striking the holocron.
Destroy the holocron. Your goal, is it?
No. However, the holocron refuses to open.
Destined for a Jedi, it seems. Lord of the Sith, it was not.
Holocrons hold knowledge and store force essence. They do not have wills of their own.
Untrue this is. Genetic locks there can be. Time locks, common they are. Rare, however. Essence with life can be stored.
You believe there's more than information stored within this holocron?
Believe I that the holocron will unlock when a specific force user comes into contact.
Our observers reported that the young boy we released was able to access the holocron.
Free the boy is, to be trained as a Jedi, most likely.
Which currently makes him untouchable. Wherever they have him, I cannot sense his presence within the Force.
Cloaked by a world with much Force presence he will be. Deep within the boundaries of the Republic, likely.
Do you have any suggestions?
Until we are ready, patience we must have. Perfect our weapon, we must.
Darth Tankeel reported a successful test.
Small scale, yes. Planet-wide, no.
What do you require?
The boy. We must use him. Amplify the weapon the holocron will.
We must draw them out. We're going to need to plan this carefully.
Too soon, we must not act. We must take our time. The fleet must be finished. Then, act we can.
I shall have the twins double their efforts to finish the remaining ships in our fleet. We'll need crews and troopers to man them. I will take my ship to Corellia and check on our recruitment process. I leave the training of our newest acolytes to you. After all, it was what you did when you were still a Jedi. Touching down on the Enclave landing pad, it immediately becomes clear to the companions that the area has gone untouched for many decades. The primary building was covered in vines, moss, and other such floral growth. The soft cries of varying animal life could be heard echoing from the doors that had long since failed to close again, making the Enclave a home to many creatures, both great and small. The loading ramp opens and the group exits the Rogan Star, assembling at the bottom and taking in the view of their new home.
You're joking. This is where we're staying?
Ah, you were expecting a multi-level resort with fine dining and room service to wait on you hand and foot.
No, I guess not. But I didn't expect this!
Considering I met you in a rundown cantina on Coruscant, I'd call this an upgrade.
Oh, don't mind him. He complains about everything.
A trait he will need to learn to abandon if he has any hope of learning to be a Jedi.
Speaking of which, when do I get a lightsaber?
You aren't just given a lightsaber. You must learn to build one yourself.
which will require a trip to Ilum one day. But until then, this is where we'll be teaching you the fundamentals of being a Jedi.
Is not Ilum an ice ball?
Yes. It also happens to be one of the few places kyber crystals grow naturally.
And the climate isn't exactly a walk in the park either. It presents a good training ground against harsh environments.
Sounds like this is going to take a long time.
Normally, yes. Decades. But we cannot wait that long. Not with the Sith breathing down our necks. You and Kai will need to learn quickly if you're to have any chance of surviving against the Sith.
So, let's get started already. What's the point in waiting around?
Patience. First, we need to teach you the basics. Larian, HK-35. Could you both stand over there, next to Teresa, please?
Right here?
That's perfect. Teresa, do you recall the very first lesson taught to you?
I do, Master.
Please, instruct the boys while I set up here. The last thing we need is for anyone to accidentally get hurt.
Concerned inquiry. What is it you are planning to do?
A practical demonstration.
Somehow I've got a bad feeling about this.
What do you have to be nervous about? You're a bookworm. You'll get whatever they have planned down immediately.
So, tell me, what is it you think makes Jedi so special?
They have special powers?
No, Jedi have the ability to tap into the Force, which gives them special powers.
Kai, that's completely incorrect, but an understandable thought. More often than not, people have the completely incorrect information. Aiden, that's partially correct.
Partially correct?
It's true that Jedi can tap into the Force, but in reality, everything in the universe can tap into the Force. It's an energy created by all living things. It surrounds us and is inside each and every one of us. It's the Force that keeps the galaxy together.
But how?
How? It's not something we can entirely understand. Perhaps Master Somis can explain a bit better?
No. Please. Continue, Teresa. You're doing well.
Well, the Jedi and the Sith have been studying the Force for as long as we can remember. What we can tell is that the Force acts to balance the galaxy.
Kind of like the Senate in the Republic. They seek to guide and keep balance between all of the worlds within the galaxy.
That's pretty close. Actually, that brings me to my next point. While the Force doesn't choose sides, we as people do. We call these sides the light and dark side of the Force.
Right, the Jedi follow the light and the Sith follow the dark.
But if the Force doesn't choose sides, why label it?
Good question, Kai.
I can actually answer that one. In the simplest of terms, some Force abilities are inherently evil, and some are inherently good.
Force users are able to tap into both sides of the Force. Once again, it's up to you which side you want to tap into. For example, the simplest of abilities, levitation. HK, please remain still.
Affirmative action confirmed, Lady Van.
Stretching outward with her hand, Teresa slowly begins to lift HK-35 off of the ground. Loose leaves and dirt swirling around his body, mirroring a small tornado. His body remains airborne for several moments, before slowly moving to the ground once again.
Incredulity response. I never thought I would be able to fly. I am, remarkably, still intact.
Wise guy.
It's certainly impressive, Miss Fun, but how does one access the Force? Unlike glowing orb boy over here, I can't exactly flick a switch.
Seriously, glowing orb boy?
Students, behave. Aiden, it's true that Kai has a natural affinity, but anyone has the ability to use the Force. For you, it will just take some extra practice and effort.
No, Close your eyes.
Close our eyes?
Yes, it's necessary.
All right. They're closed.
Now, clear your mind. Focus on these words. Teresa.
There is no emotion. There is peace. There is no ignorance. There is knowledge. There is no passion. There is serenity. There is no chaos. There is harmony. There is no death. There is the Force.
Now, stretch out with your feelings. Try to sense Larian and HK-35, but not with your eyes. Through the Force.
I can't feel anything. I can feel Larian clearly. HK, he's hollow, almost as if he isn't there. Is that right?
That's good, Kai. You can stop for now. Aiden, instead of clearing your mind, think of something that brings you serenity. Focus on that. Then use your feelings to stretch out and try to feel their presence again.
I'm trying. Wait.
Hold that feeling, Aiden. Keep stretching outwards.
I can feel something. I can...
Alarmed response. I think you need to lower your power output, Master Weber.
Ugh, I think I'm going to be feeling that in my rear for the next few days. Ugh. Well done, Aiden.
Well done? Are you two okay?
Reassuring response. All functions are operating within standard limits, Master Weber. I am fine.
I'm good. Surprised, but good. How did you do that?
Young Aiden here focused a little too hard on something he shouldn't have.
What in the world did you focus on, Aiden?
My mother. She's oddly calming and infuriating at the same time.
That certainly explains the sudden blast of Force energy. We'll need to work on focus next. But not bad at all, Aiden.
Not bad at all, buddy.
Agreed. It's a very good step. Now, let's try again.
Located high above the surface of Coruscant, in the Senator Towers of the Government District, a discussion takes place in the office of Danila Weber. The Naboo-elected senator speaks to Admiral Carthonassi, getting a progress report on her son and the Jedi he was accompanying. A meeting that would ultimately be interrupted.
We're preparing to leave the Tython orbit, Senator Weber. Your son and his friend are on the way down to the surface as we speak.
You have my thanks, Admiral Anasi. If it wasn't for your timely intervention, I'm sure that hadn't you stepped in, I'd be planning his funeral rather than supporting his future.
It's our duty to help Republican citizens, ma'am. But you're welcome.
You made sure to give them anything they requested?
Oh yes, and then some, ma'am. It seems the Sith destroyed the Jedi's lightsabers. They'll need to rebuild them.
Ilum will be one of their destinations in the future, then.
How did you know that, ma'am?
Naboo once had a long-standing agreement with the Jedi Council prior to the Mandalorian Wars to provide transportation to Ilum for one of their traditions involving lightsaber construction.
I see. Well, I have a standing order to have my crew monitor all communication channels. If your son or anyone in his group should need assistance, we'll come as quickly as we can.
Senator Weber!
If you'll excuse me, Admiral Anasi.
No, Admiral, don't you even bother trying to disconnect this channel. Just what in the hell were you two thinking?
Excuse me, Chancellor?
Let me put this in simpler terms, then. Why did you leave your post? And you, what gave you the idea that you could divert Republic resources to a few people who claim to be Jedi?
Do you want to answer that, Senator?
I shall. Chancellor, Admiral Onassis left his post after picking up a distress call from my son and his companions, Republic citizens. And if you've suddenly forgotten, a standing order that you yourself instituted is that any available Republic military assets have been given autonomous authority to render aid to those in distress.
Well put, Senator. Will I be needed for anything else?
You're dismissed, Admiral.
No, you're free to go, Admiral. And thank you once again.
You're welcome, Senator. Sojourn out.
And your reasoning for giving those people supplies that were urgently needed elsewhere, such as the Telos Project?
Chancellor, the supplies given to those people, as you eloquently put it, were necessary to get them on their feet. And those people happen to be my son, his best friend, and two Jedi, one of whom is a master.
You are far too trusting, Senator Weber. How do we even know these people are even Jedi?
Witnesses, Chancellor?
Witnesses?
Corsac apprehended the crews of 3 Zerka gunships earlier this morning. Apparently, they were attempting to capture a Jedi that was seen dueling in the abandoned Jedi temple. We've confirmed that the Jedi in question is in fact Teresa Vaughn, a knight who is in the company of my son.
Damn you, Senator. Fine. You win this one.
I typically do when my son is involved.
You're still too trusting, Senator. You should do well to remember this. Trust no one.
I'll work on that. Is there anything else, Chancellor?
Actually, there is one thing more. Where are those supplies going?
Sorry, Chancellor. Strictly a secret of Naboo. Unless you plan to petition the entire Senate for the information.
I'm not that desperate. I just pray this doesn't come back to haunt you, Senator. It would be a shame if anything were to happen to you. Naboo would lose one of their best people.
Your concern is touching, Chancellor. If there is nothing else, I'm expecting a meeting with the senators from Alderaan, Corellia, and Manon.
Right, the Colto shortage on Corellia. I'll leave you to your negotiations, Senator. Good luck.
Good day, Chancellor.
She's playing this close to her chest. Getting the information isn't going to be easy. Alternate methods may be recommended.
Of every Sith to outgrow their masters, to strike them down, assume their position, regardless of plans and alliances.
Only if you are capable.
My lord, I did not...
See me here? That is the point, Sakeel. Listening from the shadows, gathering information, then ultimately striking.
My lord, please!
Having aspirations and goals are good. But do not forget your place, Zukeel.
Please!
My lord, perhaps the lesson has been learned.
Has it?
Yes. Please. Can't.
Breathe. Let this serve as a lesson in humility, Zukeel. Follow orders and live. like your sister.
Yes, Lord Tirar. I understand.
See that you remember this lesson. Now get out of my sight, Zukiel. I must speak with your sister.
But...
Now! I have an assignment for you, Tankiel.
How can I be of service, my lord?
I require your skills, Cyber Huntress.
You've been listening to Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic Resurgence, Episode 4, Tython, Planet of Mysteries. A Typhon Entertainment Group production, based upon the movie series Star Wars by George Lucas, which is copyright the Walt Disney Company. Starring Chris Van as Kai Aaron, Andrew Latheron as Iden Weber, Vernon Vincent as Darth Taimu, Heath Martin as Lord Tahar and the narrator, Bonnie Bogovich as Darth Zukiel and Darth Tankiel, Eric Snyder as Somas, Julia Kennedy as Teresa Vaughn, Holden Levy as Larian, Tom Antonellis as HK-35 and Admiral Karth Onassi, Marianne Stanek as Senator Danila Weber, and Max Hirschfeld as Chancellor Asher Tal. The episode was written and directed by Jeffrey Lincoln. Music is from the Star Wars movie series and Knights of the Old Republic video game series, based on themes by John Williams and Jeremy Soule. Original soundtrack provided by Adam Mullen. Sound effects drawn from the Star Wars films, StarWars.com, and various other sources. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic Resurgence is a non-profit fan production, created for the enjoyment of the fans. All rights to Star Wars, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, or any other copyrighted works heard within this work are copyright to their original creators. No infringing claims are intended. Through the Force, all things remain in balance. But to what side do they lean? The next generation of Jedi begin their training. New faces have entered the game. Who does Chancellor Tal report to? Will the Sith's patience be strong enough to see their plans through to conclusion? Next time on Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic Resurgence, Episode 5, The Circle.